It is an old saying that says, tell me who your friends are, and I will tell you who you are. Well, like most sayings, it has a substance of truth as well as a point of exaggeration. We cannot be in control of or responsible for the conduct of our friends. But on the other hand, yes, our circle of friends reveals something about us. Ang uri ng ating mga malalapit na kaibigan ay may inihayag sa ating uri ng personalidad. And our friends contribute to us. Our friends can lift us up or they can drag us down. But they are an essential part of the story of our lives. Hindi maiiwasan nyo na ang iyong buhay, kung yan ay gagawing salaysay, hindi maaring alisin ang bahagi ng iyong mga kaibigan. And one man in the story of the New Testament discloses more company than anyone else, and that is the Apostle Paul. This is not inadvertent. Those people that touched his life are part of his story. They give lessons. And in this series, we will be looking at some of those that have touched the life of Paul and his ministry. The lessons we will draw are those that remain relevant to the ministry and mission of the church. Yung mga aral na kukunin natin sa mga naging kaibigan ni Pablo, hindi lang ito pagsusuri ng pagiging kaibigan, kundi ano ang kanilang naiambag sa ministeryo ni Apostol Pablo. At si Apostol Pablo bilang kinatawan ng iglesia ay kumakatawan sa ministeryo ng iglesia. And therefore, what these friends contributed to the ministry of the Apostle Paul, we can see lessons concerning what can contribute to the ministry of the church. There is no more apostle today, no more Paul in the church, but the ministry and mission of the word perpetuate. So what sort of people touched and contributed to the ministry and mission of Paul? And what sort of people will touch and contribute to the ministry and mission of the church today? Well, let us begin with the only husband-wife partnership that Paul consistently commended in his letters. And I have several passages to read, but all are just brief. First, turn to Acts 18, verses 1 to 4. Acts 18, 1 to 4, the first encounter between this couple and Paul. Acts 18, 1 to 4. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth, and he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius has commanded all the Jews to leave Rome, and he went to see them. And because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for they were tent makers by trade. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and tried to persuade Jews and Greeks. Jump to verse 18. After this, Paul stayed many days longer and then took leave of the brothers and set sail for Syria, and with him, Priscilla and Aquila. At Cenchrea, he has cut his hair, for he was under a vow. Jump now to verses 24 to 28. Acts 18, 24 to 28. Now a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was an eloquent man, competent in the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he wished to cross to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. When he arrived, he greatly helped those who, through grace, had believed, for he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, showing by the scriptures that the Christ was Jesus. From there, we'll jump to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Just two verses. 1 Corinthians 16. Verses 19 and 20. 1 Corinthians 16, 19 and 20. The churches of Asia send you greetings. Aquila and Prisca, together with the church in their house, send you hearty greetings in the Lord. All the brothers send you greetings. Greet one another with a holy kiss. And our last text is Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16. Verses 3 and 4. Romans 16, 3 and 4. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. Now, of the six times that Aquila and Priscilla are mentioned in the New Testament, the curious thing is that four times Priscilla is mentioned first. Eh, bihira ito sa kaugalian ng mga tao noon, laging inuuna ang asawang lalaki. Anong sasabihin mo kapag sa wedding, bigla nilang inanunsyo at ang ginamit na pangalan ay yung sa babae, ay kagimbal-gimbal ang ganun. Pero sa mga ilang pagkakataon ay pwedeng unahin ang babae. So this is a curiosity. Since normally, the husband should be mentioned first, but there is a tradition that holds that Aquila was once a slave and set free and then becoming the husband of Priscilla. Now we have no way of ascertaining this. Then there is also the likelihood that Priscilla was the more prominent in terms of knowledge and ministry than Aquila, and therefore with a wider influence. But in all the references of Paul to this couple, the significant thing is that they were always there for him and for the church. My message, Christian availability is a precious favor for the ministry of the church. Christian availability is a precious favor for the ministry of the church. Ang pagkanaririyan ng mananampalataya ay dakilang pakinabang para sa ministeryo ng iglesia. Now note, I use the adjective Christian. Christian availability, because there is a sort of availability that is not Christian. But where Priscilla and Aquila was available, this was an availability that is because of their Christian beginnings, because of their Christian faith. Where did you think Priscilla and Aquila imbibed this ready availability? Well, we are given a hint in their first encounter with Paul in Corinth. We are told that they came to Corinth as a result of the ejection of the Jews from Rome. Now, we know this in history. In 49 AD, Claudius, the emperor, had all Jews ejected from Rome because riots were said to be happening on account of a man named Crestus. Now, most scholars today believe that this really refers to Christ and that the Jews were rioting because they were contending with Christians, that they could not accept that Jesus was the Christ. And because of those riots, Claudius had them ejected in 49 AD. So there is a corroboration in history. Ito ang naranasan ni Priscilla at Aquila. Nung taong iyon, sila ay pinalaya sa Roma. So imagine, Priscilla and Aquila, with their business and investment in the Roman city, now they have to be ejected. It must have been times of uncertainty, times of wonderment, times of worry and anxiety. What now would happen to them? But what they must have thought to be a big loss resulted in the availability of the gospel to them. They thought they were leaving the precious investments they have done all these years in Rome, but when they came to Corinth, the gospel met them in the person and ministry of the Apostle Paul. And since then, every mention in the letters of Paul reveals a Christian couple available for the gospel. And we need the same Christian availability for gospel ministry, for church ministry, for kingdom promotion. Kailangan natin ang mga Kristiyanong naririyan, handang magbigay ng kanilang panahon, ng kanilang sarili para sa ministeryo ng Ebanghelyo. This is a call for Priscillas, for Aquilas. This is a call for Christian availability. And what, in what ways were they available? In three ways. First, available in blessing. Sila'y naririyan para sa pagpapala. Available in counsel. Naririyan sila para sa pagpapayo. And available in peril. Sila'y naririyan para sa panganib. So available in blessing, in counsel, and in peril. So first of all then, available in blessing. By that I mean they made available the blessings that God has endowed on them. Priscilla and Aquila hosted Paul in Corinth. And when he went to Ephesus, they went along and hosted a house church. And they also most likely hosted in their house a church in Corinth. And when they returned to Rome after Claudius died, when they returned to Rome, they also hosted a house in Rome. So here was a couple who looked at their blessing, in this case a house, as something to be made available. They did not keep their house as belonging to themselves alone, as something no trespassing. Instead, they looked at the blessing given to them as something to be made available for the ministry. And our blessings assume special value when shared for the good of ministry. Ang mga pagpapala sa atin ng Diyos ay nagkakaroon ng natatanging halaga kapag ito ay ibinabahagi natin para sa ministeryo. This is part of the New Testament teaching, for example, on gifts. We understand gifts as abilities from the Holy Spirit to serve, and gifts can cover those blessings that the Lord has granted to us. And we must share them for service and ministry. This is something like what Paul said to the rich people in the church in 1 Timothy 6:17. As for the rich in this present age, charge them, he said, not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. So in other words, you don't depend on your blessings of wealth. And yet, Paul says, they are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous, and ready to share. So your wealth has its use. It can be a gift for the ministry of the church, but you must share. In 1 Corinthians 12:7, Paul said of gifts, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Ganun natin tingnan ang mga kaloob sa atin. Ito man ay sa mga abilidad natin o sa mga pag-aari natin, mga ibinibigay na kakayahan. Ito ay magiging kapakinabangan para sa lahat. What profit do we derive today from reading and the study of the Corinthian correspondence? Now bear in mind that its first reading was done in the house of Priscilla and Aquila, which they made available. What about Ephesians or the rich theology of Romans? I teach 2 semesters just of Romans because it is so packed with theology. But where was Romans first read, first addressed? To the house of Priscilla and Aquila, where they hosted the church. Dahil sa kanilang pagbabahagi ng kanilang pagpapala, ay ang mga henerasyong sumunod ay nakarinig ng mga sulat ni Pablo sa mga iglesyang ito. This is how to become even more thankful for our blessings when we share them for kingdom growth. The more you think of your property, gifts, and blessings as your own, the less there is gratitude in spirit. Oh, it is easy to say thank you for these blessings, but in spirit, it is hard to maintain gratitude where it is not shared. But the more you see them as kingdom property, kingdom gifts, and kingdom blessings, the more value, the more usefulness there is going to be. How were labor unions born in America? It began when laborers in steel factories were abused. And they needed to band together. And so unions were born. And we as believers are in a world that is abusing the message, and we need to band together. And we need to share what we can share of our blessings. So my challenge is, by way of question, what blessings of yours can you avail to be a blessing for the ministry? Anong pagpapala mayroon ka na maari mong ibahagi upang maging pagpapala, hindi lamang para sa iyo, kundi para sa ministeryo? Now I suppose Priscilla could have been an average-minded housekeeper, mindful only of her home privacy. She could have been sensitive to the dust and waste her house will be subjected to by visitors. Di ba may mga ganyang mag-isip? One feminist writer compared the domestic woman's travail as like that of the legend of Sisyphus, a Greek god. Ang ginawa kay Sisyphus, pinarusahan daw siya ng mga Diyos at ang gagawin niya, magtutulak ng malaking tipak ng bato pataas ng bundok, pero kapag malapit na siya sa itaas, gugulong muli yung batong pababa at itutulak na naman niya. Sabi ng feminist writer na ito, ganyan ang mga babaeng nagpapasakop na lang sa domestic chores. Walang katapusan na parusa. At yan ay napaka-negatibo na pagtingin sa ating ginagawa. And thankfully, Priscilla did not think that way. Because the gospel was made available to her and Aquila in God's remarkable providence in Corinth after their ejection, everything of her was at God's disposal. Do you believe that? Of your own blessings? Or do we really mean, when we sang, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all, and then we keep to ourselves the things that God has granted to us? It cannot be. It is this mentality of Priscilla and attitude that give any ministry the edge despite the harassment of the world. And that's something that Paul could acknowledge because of Priscilla and Aquila. Imagine Corinth, Ephesus, Rome, big New Testament names for churches. Behind them all was an available couple, Priscilla and Aquila. We know of John Calvin, the theologian, John Calvin, the preacher, John Calvin, the controversialist, and all that has bequeathed to the church much profit. What is less known is John Calvin's house as a house of refuge because of his wife Idelet. And many took refuge in his house who were persecuted in other cities of Europe. It was just his tragedy that it only lasted 9 years as Idelet died. But that is the point. Make what God has given you available in blessing. Secondly, available in counsel. It is this episode with Apollos that we see Priscilla and Aquila availing themselves to an individual ministry. Now, we are introduced to Apollos as one who was knowledgeable in scriptures, but only up to their interpretation by John the Baptist. Hanggang doon yung alam ni Apollos. Magaling siya sa kasulatan, pero hanggang pakangaral lang ni Juan Bautista siguro ang kanyang narinig. He had not yet come to light as to their meaning in the light of fulfillment in Christ. And here comes Priscilla and Aquila. They took him aside and gave the needed instruction for a clearer understanding of doctrine. And here we see biblical knowledge is designed to be shared for the usefulness of ministry. Yung nalalaman natin ay dapat na maibahagi para sa lalong kapakinabangan ng ministeryo. Now, there is no doubt that Priscilla and Aquila would have grown a lot in knowledge under the ministry of Paul. They spent years with Paul. I had just concluded a semester teaching Pauline theology in my evening class. And my students were very thankful for discovering so many things in Pauline theology. And I'm just teaching Pauline theology. Priscilla and Aquila heard Paul originally. So what knowledge, what depth of knowledge they must have gained under the ministry of the Apostle Paul. But they did not keep that knowledge to themselves. They did not resort to criticizing those who did not share that knowledge. When they heard someone with eloquence but not enough knowledge, they availed themselves. And that is what we need to do. There is in Northern Britain the remains of what is known as Hadrian's Wall, This was built by Emperor Hadrian, running 73 miles to keep away the Scots. And that's the mentality of many. Keep away. I have this knowledge to myself, have yours, and that is not Christian availability. What knowledge of yours can you avail for the usefulness of someone's ministry? Now, what if Priscilla and Aquila kept their thoughts to themselves after hearing Apollos? Well, he would have remained the man teaching people the scriptures with nothing better than what he learned from John the Baptist. Or what if Priscilla and Aquila contemptuously challenged Apollos publicly and humiliated him in public? That is not what they did. The way they availed themselves is both wise and encouraging. They took him aside. Pinawag siya ng tahimik at pinangaralan na sila-sila lamang. Hindi biglang ipinubliko ang sa kanilang palagay ay mga kamalian ni Apollos. And do you know that because of this, Paul will mention Apollos 10 times in his letters. He commended him as an effective minister, even a partner in ministry. Remember, I planted, Apollos watered. And it can go back to the availability of Priscilla and Aquila counseling him. So what counsel can you extend, or do you prefer to keep it to yourself when someone else might be better knowledgeable through availability? When Ian Murray wrote the biography of A.W. Pink, the title he chose was Voice in the Wilderness. Because at the time that A.W. Pink ministered, he was almost alone in his Reformed theology. But he did not think of keeping it to himself. While there was no one to listen, when he pastored, churches were very small. In fact, when he died, there were all six attenders. That was a lonely ministry. But he did not keep it to himself. He put it in writing. And generations later, those writings will bless thousands. Because here was a man who did not think of keeping it to himself. He made it available. And finally, available in peril. Narariyan sila sa panganib. Listen to the tender words of Paul in Romans 16. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life. Now, this could be reference to Paul's ministry in Ephesus, which Paul described in this way in 1 Corinthians 15:32. He said, I have fought beasts. I have fought with beasts at Ephesus. Kung matatandaan nyo, nagkaroon ng riot sa Ephesus, kung saan siya'y binato na halos iniwanang namatay. At sa puntong yun, kasama niya si Priscilla at Aquila, at maaaring sila ang namiligro sa kanilang sarili para lang iligtas itong si Pablo sa kapahamakan. And it is interesting that Priscilla is depicted in the early church as a woman between two lions, and those lions refuse to attack her. And of course, there's already the element of the superstitious. But nonetheless, the idea that Priscilla and Aquila were there when Paul's life was in danger in Ephesus is well corroborated by tradition. And here we learn that willingness to take risk for ministry is something of the acid test of our availability. Diyan masusubok kung handa tayong magbahagi ng sarili natin kung merong peligro. Apostle Paul knew this himself. When the Jerusalem apostles commended him and Barnabas in carrying the letter of the Jerusalem apostles, this is how they commended Paul and Barnabas. It seemed good to us, Acts 15, 25 and 26. It seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you, with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In summarizing his missionary journeys in just one verse, that's in 2 Corinthians 11:26. In just one verse, Paul mentions perils 8 times. He has faced perils of many kinds. This is the ministry of Paul, and no wonder the friends he attracted to himself were those who imbibed the spirit willing to take risks. This is what Priscilla and Aquila experienced when they thought of their ejection from Rome, that they were in ultimate peril. Instead, it was the time that they were met by the gospel ministry of Paul. And because of that, they were willing to risk their necks for the man God used to reach them with the gospel. And history will tell you that advance in knowledge, advance in science, advance in technology never happens without people willing to take risks. Radiation came to be known and discovered because the curious exposed themselves to danger. And I do not want to believe that there are people willing to expose themselves to peril in science and technology, and few for matters of eternity. So again, the question that comes back to us, what peril are you avoiding that makes you unavailable for ministry? Are you avoiding something? Didn't we just pray through that song that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do? And if we mean that, are we not to be willing to take risks? And I see many of you who do that. I am far from Paul, but I am a blessed pastor to have my Priscillas and Aquilas and my Priscilla sisters in the church. And that is something that I thank God for. Priscilla and Aquila were motivated by how the gospel met them in an occasion of peril. And ever since, they were available even in peril. And the kingdom of God progressed not because Christians chose the way of safety, but they were willing to risk in times of peril. And a growing ministry will be populated by people who have the spirit of Priscilla and Aquila. And that is why to Paul, they were a precious couple. A Priscilla of the 19th century America was Harriet Beecher Stowe, who died in 1896. She exercised a fruitful writing ministry, and she used that writing to influence the minds of her generation concerning the evil of slavery. And one of the most memorable, Uncle Tom's Cabin, has been used to be a searing attack on slavery, and many historians believe very influential to Lincoln in declaring the emancipation of slaves. There's a Priscilla, and we need Priscillas today. We need Priscillas and Aquilas today. And may the Lord be pleased to grant our church that those friends of the church who will be used in order to be available for the ministry. The last mention by Paul of Priscilla and Aquila was just after a doxology. It was almost out of place. He was already praising God for his greatness and majesty and has already said amen, and then suddenly 2 Timothy 4:19 greet Priscilla and Aquila. He could not end without mentioning once more in his last letter before his death, greet Priscilla and Aquila. And thank God for the Priscillas and Aquilas in our church. And may we continue to aspire to be available for the Christian ministry. And that is the point of our last song, something for thee. When we think, Savior, thy dying love thou gavest me, nor should I aught withhold, my Lord, from thee. So what is it we are withholding? And think that what the Lord availed to us is the greatest He could ever have availed, Himself. He died for us. And when we have our Lord's Supper tonight, be reminded that was what the Lord Jesus availed, and He is asking us to be available in terms of our blessing, counsel, and even in peril. Let's close in prayer. Dakila naming Diyos, tulungan mo nga kami na makita kung paanong ang Ebanghelyo ay kinatagpo kami maaring sa iba't ibang paraan, ngunit dahilan sa Ebanghelyo ay inabot mo ang aming mga kaluluwa at nawa maging hamon ito sa amin na kung paanong naging narayan ang Ebanghelyo para sa aming buhay. Loobin mong maging handa kami na kami man ay narayan para sa kaharian, narayan para sa Ebanghelyo at sa ministeryo ng Iglesia. May we be challenged by the Christian availability of Priscilla and Aquila, how after they have been met by the gospel in Paul's ministry, in a situation they must have thought was a loss, yet it proved to be the most important turning point in their lives. Now, since then, they have made themselves available. May we have the same perspective. May we be available in terms of the blessings you endow us. Help us not to be selfish of our blessings. Instead, to see our blessings as gifts to be shared for the profit of all, to be shared for the promotion of your kingdom and for the ministry of the gospel. And grant, Lord, that we may search ourselves in what other ways we can share our blessings, and this will only make us more thankful and more value more what you have given to us. Help us to be available in counsel in an encouraging and wise way, the way Priscilla and Aquila did to Apollos. And because they made themselves available, Apollos was an effective minister, and no little thanks is because of Priscilla and Aquila, who made themselves available by encouraging counsel. And grant, Lord, that we may also search ourselves in what ways we can share the knowledge you have given to us for the greater usefulness of the ministry. And that the acid test of availability is to be available in peril. And this is what Priscilla and Aquila did for the sake of Paul. They risked their necks. And there may be ministries that we may not exactly risk our lives, and yet some perils are present. May we not withhold ourselves because of those perils. May we think of the many perils that others have done to extend the kingdom till it reached us. And grant that we too will be ready for our part to share ourselves even in peril. So help us, Lord, to be challenged by the availability of Priscilla and Aquila, to think of how the great epistles of the Corinthian correspondence, Ephesians, Romans, were first read in the house where they hosted churches. So we thank you for that encouragement and challenge, and make this church be blessed with Priscilla's and with Aquila's, and to your name returns the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.